Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, this is Jay Harwood, a special edition of Amazing Conversation with Chief Jason, pronounce your last name.
Exterowitz.
Of City Field. You've been here 7 years, basically.
Yeah, yep.
So I'm thinking of going on a diet tomorrow.
Okay.
This milkshake fit in for me?
I think it's perfect as your cheat meal right before you go on your diet.
I'm a milkshake aficionado, okay?
Okay.
Who came up with the idea of, tell a pig what's in this conglomeration here?
So what we have here is kind of a partnership that we developed with a company or a group called Sunday Donuts.
Right.
So on top, you find a glazed donut with Oreo chunks on it. You've got to go with the blue and orange frosting. So we've got that drizzled over top. And then beneath it is kind of our favorite blue milkshake. So it's got all of the blue and orange you can ever want.
Mets colors. Great.
All rolled up in this cool milkshake. And of course, we've got the Mets sprinkles on the outside. So we frost the cup in some more of that icing and pile on the sprinkles. And
who came up with the design for this?
The design was actually something that Sunday Donuts is known for and kind of developed and came up with. And we thought, what better than to throw Mets colors on it and let's see where we can go with it.
Can I take a sip?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And then if you get hungry while you're drinking, you can take a bite of the donut.
Great. Pass my seal of approval. It was really... And where do the fans basically get this at the parking?
So this is located on the 6th floor in the Hudson Highballs Club, right? Located right behind home plate. You can go up there and find great finds. We've got Emma's Torch up there, Sunday Donuts, Empanada Mama's up there. So there's a lot of cool different foods up in this area.
And I didn't know, there's kind of like a major minor league system to park.
Yeah.
Like the Highballs Club is a tryout area, basically.
Yeah. Yeah, so what we do is we bring in and start our partnerships up there. Yeah, absolutely.
Sure, thank you.
Finish it. It's all good. So what we do is we bring in different food partners where we can kind of test and show them what it's like. You know, not everyone knows, as they say with the players, it's a lot different when you're playing in front of 45,000 right. screaming fans. Yeah. So when we bring these partners in, they're able to get a taste of what we do, and we're able to see if what they produce translates to the fans. And if it does, then we've got a home run.
So the shake has been up there for how long?
I mean, this year.
This year.
And it's definitely a hot item up there. I mean, not only is it picture perfect, but it tastes good as well.
When will it get moved up a classification? I
mean, we'll see. You know, at the end of the year, we go into discussions on what 2024 right. looks like. And we'll see where it fits and what we can do with them moving forward.
I know, right. You were charging for like 600 people in the stadium.
Yeah.
How many different chefs are there? I mean,
so we have 8 chefs throughout the ballpark.
Right.
We basically break the ballpark up into 8 different quadrants. And
can I
then
take a little sip?
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.
And then we go from there. So overseeing roughly about 600 culinarians. 8 of those chefs, they roll up to those guys, and we kind of sit down every morning around 10:30, and we go through the game plan, and we hit the ground running.
How many different? So tell me, we have chicken tenders.
Yeah. So here we have what we call Amazing Chicken Co.
Right.
It's our version of a homemade chicken tender. So here we have a Chipotle Ranch dusted chicken tender, which we brine this in buttermilk. A little bit of ranch powder on the outside. And then they come with something we call tater kegs, which is kind of the bigger brother of the tater tot. So these are tater tots stuffed with cheddar cheese. We fry them up. They come in this cool little souvenir bucket.
Right.
And I mean, I would say it's enough for the whole family.
Right, there's plenty. I mean, how many of these items you have? You have the Patlofreda cheesesteak, The
Mark Murphy's.
And
Pig Beach.
How many of them are new items this year?
Right now, you're looking at everything but the Lafreda. The Lafreda is kind of the OG of the ballpark.
I've been around a long time. I probably have 200 Pat Lafreda.
Okay.
I love the sauce. I get it a little over me.
Yep.
Sloppy eater.
Yeah, it's all right.
Yeah, it's sloppy eater. But do you try and, you know, how long do you plan in advance to bring new items to the park? Do you have a meeting before?
I mean, yeah.
How do you plan that out?
So right now, we're actually planning out what's going on in 2024. So you're looking at about All-Star break. We'll start transitioning into the following year. Hopefully, that comes along with the planning for the playoffs. A lot of times, like with what you saw last year with the playoff run with the team, we were able to test new items in the ballpark. And that is in preparation for the following season. So it takes us almost about 3/4 of a year to line up the food program for the following year.
What do you do? Research at the ballparks or personal research?
Yeah, so a lot of it is personal.
Be minus by sip.
No, absolutely. A lot of it is personal research. We're kind of out there. A lot of it is word of mouth. You know, you've got guys like Pat Lafreda, who's outstanding. They'll come to us with, hey, have you seen this? Or, you know, this year we were lucky enough to get Jacques Torres and some of these other chef partners in the building, the Mark Murphys. So, you know, we'll talk to our partners. We'll see what's out there. We'll check the trends. Of course, you've got USTA across the street. So you're always seeing what everyone's doing and trying. We try our best to stay two steps ahead of everybody.
You go any trips at the ballpark? Seems going on at the ballpark?
Yep. So we'll check out. Let's see. We've been to Washington, D.C. to the Nationals. We've been to Pittsburgh, Philadelphia. We'll kind of keep it. I was in Boston for Fenway Park. Two weekends ago when the Mets traveled there. So we'll go. We'll check it out. I don't spend much time in Yankee Stadium.
Good for you to watch.
It's like that team who can't be named type of a thing. So we stay out of there, but we try to stay two steps ahead of everyone.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Aside from the city field, which is there any one park that piqued your interest? You could say it's got pretty good food.
I like Philly. Philly's got some good food. They've got a really talented chef down there. They've got great food. The fans are very passionate. I would not suggest to go there in Mets gear, but it's a cool ballpark to check out and definitely taste some of the food.
So you said you have 8 chefs in here.
Yeah.
How do you divide up what they do? I mean,
yeah, so on property here, we have 3 fully functioning restaurants. Not a lot of people know that. We've got Pat Lafreda's Fine Dining.
Oh, my God, I left a donut.
Oh. You can take that right off if you want. Pat Lafreda's Fine Dining Steakhouse downstairs. We have Caesar's in left field. And then we've got K-Corner out on the street level where the old McFadden's used to be. I have a chef in charge of each one of those. And then, of course, we have a concession chef. I have a pastry chef who's making all the great sweets around the ballpark, the donuts. What a lot of people don't realize about the food program is that we make almost all of the food in-house.
Really?
Yeah, we're not. Last year, we were hand-rolling pretzels in stands. We were doing all of that. We take a lot of pride in what we're doing.
On an average day for Nike, what time do you get here?
So average game, a 7 o'clock game, I'm usually here between 8:30 and 9 o'clock in the morning.
And you get your guys together at some point.
Yeah. So every
like
morning.
Like a team, like Buck talks to the coaches.
Exactly.
Speak to the other chef.
Exactly. Every morning at 10:30, we'll all sit down as a team. We'll talk about what the game plan is for the day. We'll talk about, you know, different VIPs that are in-house. We'll talk about different, you know, you were a talking point today at pre-shift and how we were going to execute this and make all of the food. So
how did this one, you know, look at me, like, this is my passion. How did you come to the idea to put a donut on top of a milkshake?
Yeah, it's crazy. I would be lying if I didn't tell you that a lot of my ideas or different ideas we get around the stadium come from feeding my six-year-old nephew.
Really?
Yeah, because what he eats is exactly, like, it translates. It's fun, it's kitschy, it's amazing, and I didn't realize it until one day we were cooking, and he said, "Uncle Jason, I want pancakes for breakfast, and I want sausage, but I want them together." And I was like, "Okay, well, what happens if we take the sausage and put it on a stick and dip it in pancake batter, and then fry it?" And that was the birth of the breakfast corn dog.
Wow, you sell the donuts separately too, right?
Yes.
And where do you get the donuts from again?
The donuts we make in-house.
Really?
Yep, from our bakery down on the first floor.
So how long would it take a donut like this?
So to make a donut like that, you're probably looking at from dough to finished product, maybe about 2.5-3 hours. So once you make the batter, let it rest.
How many donuts do you make?
We're making roughly about 250 to 300 a day.
Without telling secret information, how many of these wonderful milkshakes do you think you sell a day?
I probably say we sell close to 200 a
wow.
game. Now, you want to talk about LaFreda steak sandwiches, the OGs, we're talking about over 1,000 a game.
Really?
Yeah.
How about, what's the pecking order with the Porcel and the other items?
So I think in pecking order, you have the LaFreda. That's always going to be our OG. He's the man.
I love the sauce.
Yeah,
great
sauce. It's good stuff. The steak sauce,
great sauce.
Yeah. Yeah, it's got a nice au jus on there, the cheese, the onions. I would say the chicken's probably number two. It's a big seller. You know, as we like to say here, chicken tenders and hot dogs keep the lights on. This is kind of our version of a kicked up chicken tender. So we brine it in-house. We brine the chicken. We'll dredge it. We fry it in-house. So, you know, for someone who's looking for a chicken tender, maybe that child that's out there that wants a little bit more than just your regular chicken tender, this is a great thing. So this is our number two seller. And then I would say the Pig Beach Patty Melt and the Mark Murphy's Porchetta Sandwich are both what we like to call premium options to a burger and a sandwich. I think they're pretty even. So I think the moral of the story when you look at all of this is just that we're so much more than chicken tenders and french fries here at the ballpark.
No hot dogs either?
We've got hot dogs. Yeah. Hot dogs, like I said, is always the one that's going to keep the lights on.
You went to culinary school, right?
Yeah.
How was your football team? Pretty good? No football team?
No, we didn't have a football
team. God, really?
Yeah,
What did you do for excitement in culinary school?
We cooked.
You cooked?
Yeah, unfortunately, the school that I went to, Culinary Institute of America, it's actually right up the road here in Poughkeepsie. Back then, it didn't have sports. We weren't involved in anything. Now I go back and I visit and they've got sports, and it's come a long way in the 12, 15 years that I haven't been there. But back then, we were just immersed in what we were doing.
Did you always wanted to be a chef?
I did. You know, I remember being in 11th grade and the guidance counselor says, what do you want to be and what do you want to go to school for? And I didn't have an answer. I just knew that I always cooked with my mom and my grandmother. And I said, you know what? Being a chef sounds cool. And she said, I have the perfect program for you. And kind of ran with it.
The only thing I ever cooked was a TV dinner. I used to burn it all the time.
Yeah.
Serious though, you guys give back to the community. Tell me about the Taste of Queens, where you reach out to local entrepreneurs.
So anybody that knows anything about food here in the city knows that COVID kind of destroyed the food program, especially here in the city.
I need another sip.
Absolutely. Just watch that donut.
Oh, my God, yeah.
So everybody that knows anything kind of knows that COVID kind of hit us hard. What we did, and what's really cool, is – the amount of passion that the Coens and the Mets and Aramark have for the community and the surrounding area of the stadium and how we want to give back to that. So two of the kind of very unique areas of the ballpark is we have the Taste of Queens located on the field level, and we have the Coke food truck located on the fifth floor on Coke Corner. Both give back to small businesses. It's our way of kind of giving them a platform of 45,000 fans to show the fans what they can do. Now, when you talk about the Coke Corner food truck, we also, in partnership with Coca-Cola, Aramark, and the Mets, give 5% of food proceeds back to a charity, and that charity rotates throughout the year. So not only can you experience great food, you not only learn about the community and the great food that's available, but you also know that purchasing the food and eating it, you're giving back to the community all at the same time.
Oh, there it goes. God darn. I'm part of the stadium.
So Sunday Donuts is located on the sixth floor behind home plate.
Is there anything else you get there? Or just Sunday?
Yep, you can get Empanada Mamas there. You can get Takumi Tacos is up there. So there's it's kind of a conglomerate of four or five different food partners that we have up there.
You can have this and a Pat LaFreda sandwich. Is that doable, you think?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I actually think that might be the perfect dinner tonight.
I think. So the LaFreda's are in the...
Pat LaFreda's located in center field in a part of the ballpark we call Taste of Queens on the field level, right behind section 139.
Right.
They're out there slinging steak sandwiches. They've been out there for the 7 years that I've been here. They're also located for fans that have seats up on the promenade level. They're located right behind home plate on the promenade level. Also, fun little fact, Pat has a double burger up there that we rolled out that's new this year.
Oh, my gosh.
There's a double cheeseburger up there, Austin, with loaded fries.
Oh,
yep.
My goodness.
Cheese and bacon on top.
That would be a great meal with a milkshake with that.
100%. Now you're pushing it. That's a meal right there. You might be pushing it there.
Where do you get these young fellows?
These are actually located right across from the LaFreda stand in an area, Taste of Queens. Amazing Chicken Co. is the stand. Perfect thing. Your family, the kids want chicken tenders, dad and mom want a steak sandwich. We've got the problem solved all within about 20 yards.
And I know you told me before, how is the progressive order where you try stuff out? What's the area again, the club?
That's upstairs in what we used to refer to as the Promenade Club. It's now referred to as the Hudson Whiskies Highball Club.
You want to have a quiz at all the different names of the clubs. Can you pass?
No, I can't pass. We do a lot of...
Is the Diamond Club still here?
No, the Diamond Club is not here.
You know, when I was a kid, we used to have an ice cream place, Bomb Bomb. If you had 10 shakes, you got the 11th one free. Yep. Did you ever try any contests like that?
Yeah. One thing that we've talked about possibly doing is having like a scavenger hunt, because our food program is so vast that maybe like you go to each one of these stands and you try the new item and you get like a little punch card or a stamp card. And once you stamp the whole card, then you get something, meaning you've tried everything in the ballpark through the year. And then maybe you can, I don't know, maybe it's like dinner with Jay Horowitz. I don't know.
How many different stands are there in City Field?
We have 100 different stands and portables.
How many different stands?
Yeah, 100.
I had lunch with Rob Drummerhouse. He was a bullpen catcher in the 86 Mets. And you gave his friends a chance with a steak and cheese thing.
Yep, Chitty's cheese steak.
Yeah, it really was great.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's, you know, Chitty's is a great example of somebody that came into the Coke Corner food truck. They were only supposed to be here for a couple homestands, and next thing you know, they've been here for the entire season because the fans loved the food so much that we had no choice but to find a spot in the ballpark for them. So back to my original point, it's not so much how much we sell or this or that. It's how do the fans take it? What do they want to eat? How do they enjoy it?
You know, I like it. You ever think, do you have a like good bologna sandwich any place? No?
It's funny you should say that. We did talk to a certain partner about doing like a fried bologna and cheese, like grilled cheese sandwich. Yeah.
Yeah, just listen, you enjoy what you're doing. Is there any What can fans look forward to the next 2 months? Are there any unveiling of a new thing, or just keep going what we have for now?
Yeah, I think over the next 2 months, you know, we're going to be trying out possibly new things for next year. I think there's plenty in the ballpark. I mean, I don't want to say the adage we only scratched the surface here, but there's so much food available in the ballpark. You know, I don't even want to talk about the new VIP clubs that we have with the Speakeasy downstairs and the Empire Club on the fourth level. There is something for everyone everywhere. So what I would say to the fan is come to the ballpark. Get lost. Get lost in the ballpark. And there's always something good to see, something good to eat. Just kind of immerse yourself in what's going on in every single different area of the ballpark.
You know, I started a friend of mine loves to cook. I've started to watch the Cooking Network. Was it Beef Bobby Flay?
Yeah.
You ever go on that at all?
I haven't gone on there. I've been.
You would
on,
beat him.
I would hope. I would try my best, Jay. I would try.
What's the other show? The guy with the white hair.
Guy Fieri.
He's got 19 different cooking shows.
Yeah, Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. He's a great guy. I worked a little bit with him in California. He's a really good guy.
Well, listen, you enjoy your work. It's great stuff. And I'm going to tell you, I'm looking at this thing. I mean, I got to stop for a little bit because it looks great. Listen, you're doing great stuff. And I like the stuff we give back to the community. It's a nice thing.
Yeah.
And make more people aware that they should know what we're doing. It's just not come and eat and, you know, support. You're reaching out to the local business, which is a great thing.
Yeah, I think that's an important, you know, an important message to the fans and to the community in general that, you know, it's whatever we can do from on the field to off the field and in the food program. You know, how do we better the community and make memories for the fans that come?
Listen, I enjoy it, my friend. I will look for different places, and I'm not just going to have a hot dog and fries anymore. I'm going to venture out.
Okay. Well, tonight, let's do the milkshake. We'll do the double burger and maybe a loaded fry.
You're a good sport, my friend.
Thank you.
Thanks for the time, Jake.
Thank you.
Appreciate you, man.